Yeah. What was his plan right now? Why does he want to roll right now?
Hi.
Hi. Oh, thank God. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. What?
Wait.
Oh,
wait,
there it is. Wait. He's not even vertical.
What?
You're not even. Oh, you are vertical.
Matter.
You're not
horizontal. It doesn't matter.
Turn your phone sideways.
Who, me?
Hey, welcome to Howie Mandel Does Stuff. This is Howie Mandel. I am his co-host, Jacqueline Schultz. There, look, Dad. Look at what you're doing. Oh, beautiful.
Okay, so I'm just trying to get my mic by the mic. Oh, there. Okay.
We're rolling right now, Dad.
I know. I know.
I love that you
Leave me alone. Alex, leave me alone.
I love that. And for those of you that don't know, and you're listening rather than watching, and my dad sounds different. He is not in the studio right now.
I'm not in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Jackie, this was your idea. What do you got planned today?
It was not my idea. This is the worst possible thing for me. I was called 3 hours ago or something and told you're coming in. We don't have a guest. Your dad won't be there, and just show up.
Okay, so this is a podcast, and that's what she's done. That's Jackie Mandel. They showed up. There's no guest. It's me. I'll just, and this could be the title. I'm going fucking insane. And even if this doesn't air, and it'll probably air after this day, this is not live.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably hate everything that happens on this episode.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going fucking insane. I'm sorry. I'm going fucking insane.
I know.
I'm going to tell you, I'm looking like I'm on a Zoom that Jackie can see. Jackie, you recognize where I am?
You're in my old bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to say it. I know this might seem unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen, but I fucking got COVID.
How do you, the man in the bubble, how do you get? And I remember when the whole pandemic started, people were making memes like, we really need to be concerned if Howie Mandel gets COVID. Yeah. That's when I'll start getting
concerned. Well, be concerned, people. Be concerned.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, and you know what, for a guy that, for the last 2.5 years, for the last 14 years,
uh-huh.
I'm nervous to go outside. I'm nervous to touch people. Uh-huh. I've been wearing a mask. Your mother and I haven't eaten in a restaurant indoor. I do everything outside. Everybody who comes on the podcast had to be tested. Everywhere I work, everybody had to be tested. I got fucking COVID.
But you've had a cold and a flu before, and you do all that stuff too, and you protect yourself. So, like, it's just a matter of time.
So here's the thing: COVID, and I was working, and they test you at work, and mm-hmm. I tested positive. I was feeling a little sick. I did get, I had a little bit of a cough, and they sent me home from work. Mm-hmm. They sent me home from work. I'm going to be honest with you. A fucking week ago, and because I'm nervous about your mother, I've been in this room for a week.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in this room. This is not. I don't give a shit about this podcast. I don't know what the content. I just needed to do something.
I
just needed to talk about it. I've been in one room for a week. I have never been locked in a room in my life for a week. And I know that a lot of you are probably you spend a lot more. I just have a mental health issues where for me in a room with no distractions, no work and no people, it's real. I'm complaining. I am complaining. And I just wanted to come on and even maybe we shouldn't air this. Alex, my son, he's there too. Look, I feel like I'm just calling for help. Is this even airable?
I think it's great.
I'm locked in a fucking room.
No, not that part, but the part that I couldn't tell you're not actually here.
No, I'm not talking about sound design. That's him patting himself on his back so that people at home will go, it sounds like he's actually in the same room. No, that's not what's good about it. What's bad about it is I'm here, like my friends. For the last week, Jackie, do any of these people look familiar to you?
Yeah, he calls me too on FaceTime to show me those stuffed animals. when he's so super bored.
She moved out like 20 some odd years ago, and the room has
Those aren't mine.
Those are these.
Those are Riley's. Those are not
mine. Oh, so the other sister moved out. This is the ugliest, scariest stuffed animals. They're up at night. All I stare at is this. It's a, and you, if you just watch, what is this? It's like a skunk baby.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dad, it's a baby. But you are still doing AGT. How are you doing it?
No, I'm at home.
Oh.
I'm at home.
Okay. So you're not doing anything?
What about I'm doing nothing and going fucking insane? Do you not understand?
I don't know.
These are
I did see though a couple videos you sent me of stuff you were doing. Maybe we could send them to Jeremy so he could put them in here. There's one of you doing stuff on the balcony, right?
Well, I sat on the balcony. I went to the balcony.
Turn your phone.
Just let me do stuff. I'm not. Why does it matter if people are going to go, oh, I love the podcast where you weren't really horizontal? I have nothing to hold up. This is an iPad. I don't even have a computer in this room. So that's why that's why you're seeing it like messy. Like.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this is, can we talk about, are there people, let's take some calls, okay? No. Are there people out there that are suffering right now with COVID and they're locked away? I'm quarantined. Mom, sometimes, this is what's crazy. They don't want me around the house because, you know, mom is, you know, can be immune compromised. She has asthma. Mm-hmm. And she's in her 60s. And it's so weird at this point in my life. You know what I look forward to?
What?
They let me open the door every 3 hours and I look in the hall. And sometimes on a little table, there's an apple.
Mm-hmm.
So I go and I have the apple. And this morning I got a cookie.
That's good.
I got a cookie. So every morning it's like Christmas. There's water. I need to leave the fucking room.
Aren't you glad though that when we moved into this house, I put a loft in my room. So now it's like you're in you could go in the loft.
Look,
you could go
I'm
up
showing
there.
The loft.
Yeah, you could go
That's
up there
the loft.
If you want.
Yeah. Or thank you.
You can go downstairs.
Downstairs.
Like down there. Like, like where you are right now.
The main room.
Yeah.
Well, I love that you're on here to tell me all the different places I can go in a little room.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's a nice room. I remember when we moved into the house, I went, oh, look at you got a nice sized room.
Mm-hmm.
And now a week into it, this is not a nice, this is a fucking, you know, and I feel like a wuss because the truth is that there's people who are wrongly incarcerated that have to sit in a cell for years. And I'm in a nice room with a loft and the stripper carpet on the floor.
I didn't do that. That wasn't me. That was Riley.
Is that your sister? Riley. Look at that. It's like, it's all... I know that
I had shag carpet,
which is also stripper carpet.
No, it's not. Shag carpet is not stripper carpet. I thought I was a hippie. And so I had shag carpet. I didn't even have a bed. I had a futon and I had like a low opium den table in my room.
That's in the loft, right? That's in the loft.
Now it is, but that was my room. And then I had like lava lamps. And if you look at the curtains, they're all maroon, like dark maroon. I thought I was a hippie.
No, you weren't a hippie.
I wasn't.
Anyway,
I wasn't.
The point is that I've also contacted some people with the Innocence Project to see if there's any way to get me out of here.
Dan.
That's politically incorrect?
No, I just mean like that's a real problem. You're not having a real luckily, you feel okay, right?
Yeah.
You feel okay?
Well, insane.
Okay, you feel insane. Yeah. Why don't you call a therapist then? Call your therapist. It sounds like that's what you need to do.
I can't do it right now. I'm right in the middle of a podcast.
Yeah.
Look, I'm so busy. In a week. I don't want to, but I will take calls. Is there any
way we don't have any calls? What are you talking about, Dad? You're going to take calls. Who are you taking calls from?
I don't know. Why don't you make a call and they can ask questions or go live on Instagram or something? I need to talk to people.
That's
Alex,
not good.
You want to come in and talk? Alex, I haven't talked to you in a week. Anybody from the crew, do you want to come in? You should meet our crew, like the people behind the scenes. I haven't seen you. Get into the fucking room.
Rich wants to say something.
I just want to tell you, Dad, thank you for something. On Monday on HGTV, we have Celebrity IOU, where he gave something very special back to me, and I want to say thank you on air.
So the yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. Yesterday it went live.
Yeah, you're welcome. I did Celebrity. That was when I love that you
COVID?
Want to reminisce about the time when I was allowed out. When I was allowed out and I was doing shit. I don't even know. I don't play games. I'm not really online. I don't know how to play Wordle.
I saw that you were watching, though, tutorials on how to quilt and stuff and how to make.
I did. And I know how to quilt now, but I don't have any of the materials. What I did was, and that's why I'm glad I'm just on what am I on?
Are you on Zoom? Yeah, Zoom.
Okay, so I'm glad I'm on Zoom because I'm not wearing pants. I cut them into little pieces, and when I get some more equipment, I'm going to make a pants quilt. I'm going to make a quilt out of all the squares that I made of my pants.
You could do a fashion show. I know I have some clothes still in the closet.
The closet's still full. I've gone through every drawer. I've gone through every closet. I've gone through, I have pictures here from years gone by. Mm-hmm. I have so many things. Alex, you don't want to come in and talk to me?
So what was your plan, Dad, when you asked me to come into the office today to do
a
podcast?
Say no, Alex, if you wanted to say something.
We moved the cameras around, so even if I went in, you can't see me.
Can you come and talk to us? Dad doesn't have a plan.
The key is to see you. It's a podcast. I just want to hear from people. I see cameras moving. I see, you know what? It's funny that the camera's already moving and focusing on you before you even get here.
I think he's the one that moved the camera. Did you move the camera for yourself? Yeah, he was moving it for himself before.
Because you wanted a close-up of you. Hi, Alex. It's Papa.
Hi.
Hi. I haven't seen you in like a week.
I don't have COVID. You shouldn't be going out like you do and partying and.
It's your fault.
I didn't go. You know the one place I went? I don't know if I got it there, and maybe I shouldn't say. You know the one place I went?
Where?
The one place that I went, the only place I was really in public and without a mask inside. Mm. Should I say it?
I think you can't. I'm not saying it for you. You're making a choice whether or not you want to say
stuff. I don't know, but if I had to guess.
Was that a hint?
I went to the Kids' Choice Awards. I won a blimp and a virus.
Yeah.
I would have rather been slimed.
You pretty much were slimed. Yeah, you were slimed. And that's where you think you got it, right?
It's the only place I was. Where else could I get it? Nobody.
Why did you go sit in? You won't go into a restaurant. Why would you go sit in an auditorium full of screaming kids without masks?
Because he likes attention.
You're an attention whore.
Why are you whispering on a microphone if you really don't want me to hear what you're saying?
Don't tell Dad.
Alex is stupid.
Yeah. Alex.
Yeah.
What have I missed, my son? What have I missed? What's been going on in your life? Have you been dating?
Oh. Have you? Wait, why are you looking at them? He has? Oh, tell us.
God.
This is turning out to be such a good podcast.
Rich, don't give me the face.
What? Rich?
What?
Rich knows
Rich
the person?
Knows who you've been dating?
I usually tell you guys when I go out with someone, but I didn't this time.
Who did you go out with? Rich knows. Why does Rich know?
Did Rich and his girlfriend double date with you?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Oh, so there's going to be further. How many dates has
Wait, does Rich know who it is?
Yes, he met her.
Because, why? Why does Rich
Did you tell
know
mom?
No.
Didn't tell anyone in the family.
Plug in your phone, Jackie, into the thing and call mom. Get mom on the line.
No, don't do that to him. Don't do that to him.
To who?
To Alex.
I just said it on the blog.
Okay, fine.
Is she going to be upset? I'll edit this out. Is she going to be upset
no,
about
I'm
what
we're saying
for
doing? Alex, if we do this every time he dates someone, this is why he doesn't tell us. Because we're like, oh my gosh, call mom and tell her.
Alex, be honest with me right now.
Rich, why didn't you say anything?
Jackie, you can't plug in.
I can't plug in.
You can do speakerphone. I'm plugged in.
It's split.
Okay.
On my side, she could plug in. But Alex, I don't want to ruin anything. Is she going to get upset that you're making a public spectacle of this whole dating thing?
No.
Do we know her?
No.
It's new?
Why don't we get her on the phone?
Nope.
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 Don't do this.
Rich, come to the mic. What's she like? Oh,
I would ask Kyle.
Maybe it's not.
Uh-oh. What
it's
happened?
Not split.
Caroline.
My phone's ringing. It's my phone ringing.
Oh, no, it's not you, Caroline. He's got to end.
It's me. Wait, I got to hang up on something.
No, you're good. You're back.
You're good.
You're back.
Okay.
Okay.
Somebody's dialing my phone.
I'm going to call mom right now.
Is that you calling me? Maybe that's why.
Do I have to put on speaker?
No, I hear it.
Okay.
No, look, it doesn't matter. I can hear her.
Hello?
Hi, mom.
Hey, Terry. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I can hear you.
I'm in the room upstairs.
I know. You've been in there for a long time.
For a week. Let me just, first of all, I don't want to rush things, but I want to say thank you so much for the cookie.
Of course, I baked them myself.
And the apple.
What are you talking about? What cookie?
You guys left a cookie outside the door.
Oh, yeah, we've been doing that every day. Are you happy?
Oh, I'm so fucking happy. I'm so fucking happy. This has been the highlight of my, but I'm going to make you happy.
How?
Okay, so you're on the line. We're in the middle of the podcast.
Okay.
I'm not there. I'm upstairs in the room, and your brilliant son has figured out a way to allow me some freedom, and I'm actually doing the podcast, which probably will never air anybody. So just treat this like a family conversation. It will never air anywhere. Treat this like just an intimate family conversation. Guess what?
Okay. All right.
I said, guess what?
She said, I am. She's guessing internally.
I'm treating
on a podcast,
it like that way. And what do you
Terry,
want me to
you can't
say?
Think to yourself. What?
Just be myself?
Yeah, be yourself. Who were you up until this point, Terry? Up until we posed this. Who were you?
Sonia Blumenfeld.
Sonia.
Oh, let me tell that story really quickly.
That's funny.
It's not a good story, but my wife had a miscarriage. Not, I have COVID now, but my wife.
That was a funny story? You said this is a
funny
story?
Well, kind of. Okay. So she miscarried before you were born, Jackie.
I know.
Yeah, you have
And now I have three lovely children, so don't worry, I'm okay.
But you had to go, we went to the emergency room, and you had to go into surgery to have a DNC. And when they put you under, you were screaming down the hall, my name is Sonia Blumenfeld, and they're going to Hoover me.
What?
You don't know that story?
No.
So mom,
have you heard that?
Mom was
a vacuum cleaner. Yeah,
I know what a Hoover is, mom.
Just in case.
And do you know what a DNC is? That's when they clean you out totally. Like only half your sibling dripped out.
Oh my gosh.
So they have to get the rest of the half of the sibling out.
So
anyway,
she had
to go to the hospital. So she shows up at the emergency room, and she's bleeding from her nether region.
Uh-huh.
And the first emergency room doctor that was there is a guy from her class from high school. So she was so nervous as it is, because that's not the kind of reunion you want. And then they said, you got to go into emergency surgery. They're going to clean her out. Mm-hmm. And then she was on the gurney, and they had given her like the stuff pre-op, you know, and she was about to go out, and she was screaming, I'm Sonia Blumenfeld, and they're gonna Hoover me. So it's just me and mom reminiscing now with the kids.
There's another story that goes along with that story, unless you want to go straight into Alex's thing.
No, she's gonna be herself. Go ahead, keep guessing, Terry.
Okay,
so what is the story that you're about to tell me, or what do you want to know?
Guess
what?
Why would I put you on the phone? Why would I put you on the phone?
To talk about COVID?
No, I don't want to fucking talk about COVID. I've been living with COVID for the last week in one fucking room with a fake baby skunk and stuff. I'm sitting here with the kids.
You're in the leopard room.
Terry.
So what?
Yes,
so tell me what it is.
You're ruining the rhythm
tell
of
me.
The podcast. Jackie, you're there in person. You're the co-host. Keep the rhythm going.
You guys
you know
are
what
doing
it is?
Fine.
Did Alex find a date?
Oh my God!
What?
Yes, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't act so surprised, Mom. I'm still try.
Alex is dating.
Oh,
you
not,
are?
Not dating.
One girl. One time.
Wow. Yeah.
I knew that was what it had to be because it's my dream. I pray and wish for it every day.
You pray and wish for it every day.
Well, I want to just say for the people that it's not that he doesn't go out with.
You know what it is?
Females, and he has a lot of female friends, and he goes out. But for him to do a legitimate date is something that he had not been interested in and was not pursuing. So that
of course he was.
Yes, he was.
And he likes to go after girls that are taken.
That's because
that's how I know they're the relationship type.
Yeah.
Wait, does the girl that you dated, does she have a boyfriend?
No.
But I know, I actually know why this happened. When did this start happening?
Are you talking about my COVID or the...
No, your date. When did it start?
You know why it happened?
Yes, when did it start?
I technically asked her out last Saturday.
Okay. Hold on. I'm going to go look and see when this happened. But you know how they say it happens
you
when you're not even...
You technically asked her out last Saturday and she said...
She said yes.
Yeah.
On the same day? You asked her out the same day and went out the same day?
No. Then we went out Monday.
Oh, that's nice. You don't want to ruin your weekend with a date. So Monday's good.
You don't want to ruin your weekend with a date. I love that.
Okay. So last...
Was it an app?
No, it was in person.
Last Wednesday, I found out you were still signed up for eHarmony because I got charged.
You signed up. I don't have the password.
I know.
Wait a second.
I realized.
why is your sister getting charged for your dating apps?
Because she makes dating apps to try to find me dates. I don't even have the passwords.
So last Wednesday, I went and looked at all the dating apps I signed up for you, and I decided it's time to call it quits, and I unsubscribed to every single dating app.
You gave up on your brother?
I gave up on you. And when you are least expecting it and you're not looking, that's when love happens. So it's because of me.
He didn't say love. He said a date. Don't push.
I'm just saying.
Don't push.
Love. Kyle is saying love.
Jackie.
Kyle is saying love.
Kyle knows something. It's so weird that every fucking person knows so much more than his blood relative. I got a thumbs up from Rich about this girl. Kyle has a smirk on his face like I've known her for decades. And Kyle, what do you know? What do you want to share, Kyle?
Alex can pretty much take care of it.
That's all you're going to say?
I don't know if I want to say.
I don't want to air any of Alex's dating life.
Don't say anything. You don't want to ruin it. God, guys, just
I think we already did.
Back off.
Did you tell her if you went out with her Monday, did you tell her my father has COVID?
No, because you didn't find out till Tuesday.
No, I've been in. This is a week. I was in all weekend. What are you talking
about? This is last Monday.
He's going to talk about you on his date.
This is last Monday.
Last Monday. Today.
Did you ask her what?
Like, not a few days ago.
This room for 8 days.
Did you ask her what she would do if there was a tsunami of semen that came after her?
I did not ask her that. Aww. Not this time.
My hair.
You know what? For our listeners, Jackie, you got to. That's a funny question.
Yeah.
It comes out of left field. You better explain what that reference is. Go ahead, Jack.
My hair tie just broke.
Jackie.
Oh, no. You can't go on. You got to stop the podcast now, everybody.
Well, I'm just going to.
Jackie, explain the tsunami of semen.
I don't. You explain it, Alex. It happened on your date. I wasn't there. I just heard the story.
Never had a tsunami of semen on a date.
Well,
though that doesn't sound like that. Sounds like a happy ending.
No, I wanted to know. It's a little bit of a touchy subject for this. I won't speak my views on it, but I wanted to know if this girl that I was dating, because I didn't know what's going to happen. I just want to know her take on whether. If she got pregnant.
How does she feel about the money shot?
And the if point she got pregnant, would she keep it?
Would she want a kid?
Would she keep it?
Right.
Or not?
Right.
And she goes, well, it depends. I said, depends on what? She goes, how did it happen? I didn't want to tell her and be forward and tell her it's for me. So I said, I don't know. And I didn't say tsunami. I said, let's say there's just like hypothetically a flash flood of semen and now you're pregnant.
Why didn't that one work out? Why didn't that girl work
out?
Well,
then her next question, she asked if I was autistic.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what are you talking about? And she goes, I'm not saying you're not high functioning. And I said, thank you.
So you didn't ask that question with this girl on this date?
No.
Are you going on a second date?
Yes.
You already have it planned?
Kinda.
Can you be a little bit more
forward?
Do you
want me to come with you?
No, Mom.
Bring mom.
I'll ask her a lot of questions. I'll give her, I'll give her some pointers on you.
Was Caroline? Oh no, it's okay. Yeah, no, it's okay. I can have half of my. I can have this down. I don't care.
Can I just say
she wouldn't care too much?
No idea.
I'm so low maintenance
that my daughter is willing to go on with her hair half down, and she ruined her twisty or whatever that's called.
Half down and half up.
Anyway, this is interesting. So you went out last Monday, and do you have a plan for a second day, or has there already been a second, and maybe you have a plan for a third?
No, she left this last weekend for Coachella, then came back.
Are you sure this is not a girl that we already know about?
You don't.
Okay.
Is it Billie Eilish?
No.
And is it Doja Cat?
No.
She's a Coachella girl?
No.
Is it Dua Lipa?
She goes to Coachella?
Not typically.
Was this her?
Does her name start with an A?
No.
That's what I was asking.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. What?
If it was a girl that I already know of and her name starts with A.
Who starts with A other than Andrea?
Are you serious? Are
you
serious?
He doesn't even think of
her. He doesn't even think of her anymore.
No.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yep.
Yeah, they all know who I'm talking about.
Kyle, did you see her? Kyle, did you see her?
Yeah.
Like you saw her in pictures or?
In person.
No, I've met her.
And?
I don't want to air Alex's dating life.
Is it a roommate?
Oh, you're so nice.
Was it a roommate?
You're much nicer
a roommate?
Than we are.
Uh-huh. No.
It's not a roommate.
Well, you've never met her and you don't know her.
I know, but you have a roommate that I've never met too.
But Dad has.
Oh. Okay.
Dad's met.
I don't want to press you. Congratulations. I hope this works out.
She does have a public career.
But I want to share the good news with your mother.
She has a public career.
Pardon me?
He said that she has a public career.
Rich says, okay, mean? Cut it there.
Cut it.
What?
Nothing.
Cut it?
Okay.
Is she well known?
Yeah, that's what Alex just said.
I didn't say well known. I said
she has a public career.
Yeah.
Oh, we're having a conversation after this. No, that's not necessarily what it means. And Rich is saying to cut it out.
Oh.
All right, cut it out. Let's leave him alone. All I want to say
it's
to
not
you
Marjorie
is
Taylor
does
Green,
she
is
like
it?
Harvey? Because no. If she doesn't like Harvey, she's out.
Yes, she does.
Okay. Good.
Is it Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Was that your way of asking if I brought her home?
No, oh, I didn't. Yes.
Does she let Harvey sleep in the bed?
She has never slept. Okay,
we shouldn't go that far, but you can.
No,
ask
don't
you
go
want.
That far. You're okay. Going to ruin it for him.
I'm joking. Why are you able to ask these questions and I'm not? It was a joke.
Because we are his parents.
Okay.
And we have a special. There is a special.
Rich is getting very uncomfortable. By the way, Rich is the
really?
One that keeps like
I'm
saying,
not
"Cut it."
This. My girlfriend Alex wanted him to go out with his sister, so we met her sister the night. But she has a 3-month-old baby.
Yeah.
That didn't work.
Wait, was that the one?
No.
Okay. No, different.
Okay.
Wait
you know
a second.
What? It doesn't really matter because all I want for my children is happiness.
Okay, Mom. She
Wait,
just
Alex,
started the conversation saying
baby?
This is all I ever wanted was for you to go on a date.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't. If he doesn't want to, it's his business. Let him enjoy.
You know what the thing
about
it is,
Jackie,
and
I'm
going to be totally honest with you. And I'm not saying this because I'm his father. He had plenty of opportunities to go out, and there were people that wanted to go out. I've never seen somebody more picky in my life. So whatever woman he decides that he is going to date, you've made it through the gauntlet of because he is the most picky person I know. I don't know anybody more picky than him. Is that a bad thing to say?
It's not a bad thing to say.
And it's honest.
No, if she hears that, it's honest. Yep. There's been so many people that have even approached me and go, is your son single? And then I'll call you and I'll go, you know, she's interested. And here's a picture and that. And you'll go, nah, I'm not interested.
He seems
uncomfortable.
Who
does she, what does she do? And you go, I'm not interested. You get asked out so many times, you just never, you don't reciprocate. Is that true?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm
so that's different than somebody who can't
well,
get
and he can this also guy, say to us, shut up, parents, shut up.
No, I think that if you're going to spend the rest of your, potentially the rest of your life with someone, you
oh
should
my
be
God.
Picky.
You went from a date?
No, not this girl. Not this girl. Not this girl. Oh, well, now I'm sounding like I'm saying can't be. I don't know. I'm open. I'm just talking about me in general. Me in general. That's why I'm picky.
You should be picky. But how, I'm so picky I don't about disagree dating. With that. Do you, Jackie?
Well, I don't think you need to be picky to go on a date. I think I'm you need, talking need to about be
looks, picky,
picky to go.
About what you like in somebody.
Can I just say something, Alex?
Yeah.
I'm not picky at all. I have no, there's nothing I care about. That's what I ended up with.
Oh, that was beautiful, Howie. Is that your way of saying how much you miss
should,
me and love
I
being
work
around
for
me?
Hallmark. Wasn't that romantic? I'm a romantic.
Yeah,
you
I'm
are
going
a romantic.
Fucking insane, people.
All right. Well, hopefully
well, anyway,
you'll be out soon.
I got to do
okay,
this.
let's talk a little bit about COVID. I'd like to hear other people's COVID experiences. How long does it last, and when can you go out?
Who are you
Maybe
asking?
Maybe Emma was allowed out 2 days ago. I'm I getting my information from you. You told me I have to stay in the room.
She thinks
no.
It's...
Well, that's because I wanted you to. But I wonder if you can go out after 10 days if you don't have any symptoms.
I have no symptoms now. I had symptoms, but I'm still testing positive on the
rapid
the antigen test. So that means
that's
that,
what I'm
that
saying.
I'm
you
shedding.
Can't stay in forever. Some people test positive for 3 months.
Well, I
am
know.
I going to be in the fucking room for 3 months?
No. No.
Alex, you have any ideas on this one?
When can I come out, Alex?
I thought CDC said 10 days
I
from your positive.
Everyone has a different, like every company and everything has a different set of guidelines. Because I know even with schools, with kids, if you have COVID, then you have to stay out, or at least my kid's school, you have to stay out for 10 days. If you want to come back sooner, then you have to have a negative test. So you don't even have to have a negative test to come back.
But just in the general public, for CDC, they say 10 days from your positive, regardless of any of it.
So this has been 8 days from my positive. I'm 8 days in.
Okay, right. Is it 10 or did they change it, Kyle?
I think they changed it to less, remember?
They changed it to 5.
They changed it to 5.
Wait, I've been 8 days.
Because your work is different than what the CDC says.
But what about my house? I've been in the room for...
You
hit
my rule.
That's your guys. Maybe mom's just doing it to have some time apart.
She keeps slipping the CDC sheets under the door. 6 more days. 4 more days. And a cookie. I'm fucking trapped. She's lying to me. I shouldn't be in this room. I have never felt more insane. Anyway, this has been a terrific podcast, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Wait, let's talk about people with different fetishes. What?
Really, Terry?
There's
really?
People who have
really?
Foot fetishes,
my fetishes,
and I want to understand it better. Why, when somebody looks at somebody's feet, do they go crazy?
She has
Could
so many questions.
Somebody answer me that?
Who is she asking?
Why who are
she...
you asking, Mom?
You guys.
Kids. Oh.
She's
Kyle?
Asking the kids
or,
about
or
fetishes.
Do they not
I'm gonna,
call
I'm
in or send
gonna
out
I'm leaving the podcast
those
now.
Questions?
We can talk to the kids about fetishes.
You're going?
I want to be part of this conversation.
Okay.
She
well,
learns
I
everything
know
from the kids. The kids taught her what
it That's my
was.
Main thing. Why do people go so crazy over feet? Do you remember that time that I put my feet up when you were on a live thing and all these people went nuts? And they show me your other foot, show me your feet. I'm thinking, why? Why do they want to see
my feet?
I
don't know
feet?
Why you're complaining. You made almost $20,000, Terry. So just shut up.
I guess you don't want to talk about my feet, how beautiful they are. I do have perfect feet.
I think she's just fishing for compliments. Mom is just fishing for compliments because she knows she has beautiful feet. She said
I do
that.
Have beautiful feet.
Jackie, you're yeah. running the show now. So you run the show, you wrap it up, you keep it going, whatever you want
to
do.
I think we're pretty much done. So
what do you mean? I have to talk about feet.
Okay, Mom, we could talk about feet together when we're done with this. But everyone else can subscribe. They can leave a comment. They can review. And they can listen again next time.
And tell them to tell me why feet are so fantastic
right.
and why people like them so much.
All right. In the comments section, you let us know why feet are so fantastic.
We'll post a picture of my wife's feet on our site.
Okay.
Also, go get merch.
Or our biggest fans that leave reviews will send you
well,
private pictures
so
of mom's feet.
Why don't you make a T-shirt with just people's feet on it, or a
we'll
cup
sell
that
my
you
wife's
drink
feet
and say this is my feet are on.
We
your
could just
cup.
Put a Polaroid of her feet in every merch order that they buy.
You want to do that?
Yes.
You can do that.
Yes.
Terry, take a
okay,
picture.
Okay, wait.
Of your feet,
I gotta get my feet done. Then I gotta go and get a pedicure.
No.
Leave
fetish.
It as.
They want it dead. They want it rough
they want
and dirty. Like you got it right now.
Rough and dirty. Okay. Yeah, that's me. I'm rough and dirty.
Mom, can we close it?
Bye, guys.
Okay.
Can we be
no.
done?
Bye.
Yeah. Bye.